maximum cast, so it'll be more tutorial stuff. So, okay. So what happens if an individual photon is polarized, is an incident on a filter? So the situation is like the... Okay. Okay, so photon. So okay, photon vertically polarized filter. So the filter schematically represented by, I guess, I'll do that and. Like this, okay. Filter. Okay, so that's the angle, so single photon, so that's one photon. So what happens? What happens now? So what happens is, did anyone get an answer? Does it pass through all of the time?
No.
So let's make this, let's say theta is not equal to zero. So does it pass through, obviously it must only pass through some of the time then. And if so, what's the probability? Did anyone get something like, yeah, so probably for passing through cos squared theta, and then obviously probability for not passing through, not passing exactly 1 minus, which is equal to sine. Yeah. Okay. Because probability. Okay. So this might not seem very interesting, but this gets on some very, 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 very interesting quantum physics, incredibly interesting fundamental stuff. So that's the probability. And I didn't really, so one way, so you could check up one way to kind of, well, why should that be the case? So one, first of all, well, it kind of matches Malice's law. We had a cos squared theta there, and we've got a cos squared theta here, so they match up with each other. But also, if we want to get Malice's law in the average behavior, then if we think of doing this not with one photons, but let's say a million photons or a billion photons, or a trillion photons, then if the probability of each one of them passing through is cos squared theta, then on average, well, actually, then it turns out then, so a million photons will have some intensity, so we'll call that I naught, and that's equal to, so say we have a million photons, that's equal to 10 to the 6 multiplied by intensity. Intensity of one photon, okay? So in this case, if we get, on average, cos squared coming through, then the final intensity here is just the initial intensity, or the average final intensity is the initial intensity multiplied by cos squared theta, because we just have this intensity, but it's just only on average cos squared theta of them have got through, so the final intensity on average is this, which matches up with Malice's law. Now, of course, if each one of them has a probability of passing through or not passing through, if we pass a million photons through, then there is a probability that all of them pass through. but it's just very unlikely. It's just as there's a probability if you toss 1,000 coins, there's a probability that all of them will get will come to be heads. But the most likely outcome is, say, is that half of them will be heads and half will be tails. And analogously, the most likely outcome is that the final intensity will be I naught multiplied by cos squared theta. So we get, in general, sort of in average, the average behavior, although we can get some fluctuations from that, but they get smaller and smaller on a macroscopic scale, is something that matches up with Malus's law. So this is what we have. And this is a deep, very, very deep question. Is there any difference between a photon that passes through a photon that doesn't? Okay, so what I'm going to do is, let's do this experiment with two photons. And vertically polarized. And let's make theta equals 40 pi over 4. And one gets through, and one is absorbed. So one doesn't get through. So is there any difference between those two photons? Because, well, we put them through exactly the same experiment, and they behave differently. So there must be some reason why they behave differently. So who thinks there is a difference between the photon that gets absorbed and the photon that doesn't? Okay. Who thinks there isn't? Okay. How shall we... Okay. So the question is, so this is a very good question, and fundamentally we don't really know what the answer is, so everyone's right. But if we believe according to quantum physics, so what does quantum physics tell us? So quantum physics tells us that there's no difference between the two, that they're exactly the same, which is kind of strange, that two physical objects and there's just no reason, they're exactly identical, there's no difference between them whatsoever, but just purely, completely, genuinely, randomly, with one photon comes to this filter, it can either go with a genuine randomness, either being absorbed or not being observed. Why is it we don't really know is, do we absolutely 100% certain that quantum physics is the final theory of nature? No, we're not certain. So maybe there's some hidden layer below that would differentiate between the two. Yes?
How is it totally random? Because if it's slits and they're oscillating, then some will end up going here and not passing through, and some will come here and pass through.
Yeah. So totally random is because what you have to do is you have to actually look at that process. So you're looking at in terms of an individual photon coming in, be absorbed by the atoms inside the polarizing filter, and then them, is that what you were thinking of?
Which things the oscillation, there is a predetermined pattern that they will go, right, when they oscillate.
So the photons?
And so every certain photon will hit at the...
You're saying that the oscillations spot would be in a different...
I think it would be
one way it goes, it will reach the filter and turn it in different states.
Right. So you're saying that there should be that if the two photons are coming exactly, if I'm saying that the two photons are exactly the same, they all should come in with exactly the same wavelength properties.
Yeah.
And so it's exactly two identical waves. And so if something happens to one of them, then exactly the same thing should happen to the next one, because we're just repeating the same thing, and we actually have exactly the same pattern of oscillations with two, is that?
Almost,
okay. So that's what common sense says, and that's what would happen if we really could absolutely, truly think of photons as being like real water waves. But they're not. So this is just... So it's kind of subtle. This is just a model. The idea of thinking about a photon as a wave is a model that's very useful in some experiments. But a photon is You can't literally think about this. So it's kind of a subtle point. So in science and physics generally, we have these models or pictures in our minds of how photons and other objects are at the quantum level. And they're very useful in certain circumstances for finding out how the results of certain experiments, but you've got to be careful in pushing the models too far, because the photons do, sometimes it's useful to think of them as having wavelength aspect, but that's has limitations, and definitely they don't always behave like that. If you look at them down at the level, actually, to figure out what would be happening here, you have to actually look at the atomic level, and you probably could think of the photons as being a wave, but then you'd need to think about how one photon would act with an individual electron. And if you have that happen, that's when that gets quite complicated. But then quantum physics does say there's actually just random, it's purely random whether the electron does absorb the incident light or it actually doesn't. There'll be some probability for the electron to absorb it and then make a transition from one energy level to another. Yes?
Can we say that the photons were in different states before going past the photon at and after passing the photon? Which means that when it's passing through the polarizer, is it different? But before that, we don't know, so it's not different.
Yeah, so that's true. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Afterwards, absolutely, they're different. Before, yeah.
So before they're not, after they are.
Exactly, yes. And then what happens to make them different?
It's just the process of going through. It doesn't take anything to make them different. The only difference in them is one is passing through and one is not.
Exactly, that is yeah. The oh, right, right.
That is the difference.
It is. But the question is, was there any difference before they got through it? No, exactly. Yes. Yeah. That's
so
the
good. You have two different things that pass, that you know when you've done something to it makes them different. So
you're saying the actual process of either being absorbed or not being absorbed makes a difference. That's absolute. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But yeah. So that's a different way of looking at it. But the question is, are they different before they pass through the filters? Or before they even get to the filters? No. Yes, Jenny.
Okay. Maybe you can imagine that the wave sort of describes the probability of where the photon might be. And the filter sort of interferes with that wave, therefore changes the description of its probability. So even it wouldn't change, it would like interfere the same way and change it the same way. So the wave, like, the way that describes this probability still comes out the same, but it is still a description of probability, just because that description is the same. Like, they all have the same probability in this, but that doesn't mean they will each, like manifest that probability in the same way.
Yeah.
It will, like, manifest in such a way that you can observe the probability,
right,
but it will still, like,
So you're getting into very, very deep things here. So, yeah, so often people talk about when you have descriptions of something in quantum mechanics, they only describe the probabilities or the possibilities of something happening. And these will have the same two possibilities, like a possibility of getting transmitted with probability cos squared theta and a possibility of getting absorbed with probability sine squared theta. So all photons have the same possibility. But it just turns out that whenever we measure it, we only see one of those two possibilities happening, and we see one of them at random. So yeah, absolutely. So in a sense that when we actually make a measurement, when you actually look in quantum physics, it changes all this whole world of all the possibilities to being one actuality. So definitely, yeah, that's one way a lot of people think about it. So just very quickly to point out, so this is actually a very, very profound thing. So there's a different ways of looking at quantum physics. So has anyone heard of the many worlds interpretation? Okay, great. So that's an interpretation. So this experiment that I talked to you about, so it doesn't might not seem like it's very complicated to explain, but there are some subtleties there. And we'll see. So what the many worlds interpretation says, one way of understanding what happens in quantum physics is when one single photon, so something with a teeny, teeny tiny amount of energy, so little energy we cannot actually see it with our individual eye, when it comes to decide whether to be absorbed, to be transmitted with a certain probability cos squared theta, and to be absorbed with this probability here, what happens is the entire physical universe splits into two, like doubles. You get from one universe, splits into, makes two universes, and in one of those universes, then this actually happens. And in the other universe, then this actually happens, the photons is transmitted, and in the other universe, so that's represented by the top possibility there, and then the other universe, the photon is absorbed, represented by that possibility there. Yes?
You know, when you're saying a different universe, is that just, are you talking just about the superpositions of
No, I'm not. What I mean is an entire... So according to this, if you did this experiment, according to the many worlds interpretation, there would be two universes. And then, so basically there would be two copies of you, and one universe, one of you would see... you would see the photon not passing through, being absorbed, and the other universe, the other copy was exactly identical to what you were before, would see... you'd see the photon...
So
begin transmitted.
So it splits into two universes at every different probability outcome?
Would depend if they have if probability outcomes have more than two possibilities. And you can have that. Then it splits
like
into
each of those mirrors
yeah.
would be a different universe.
Yes. Yes, James. Yeah.
Aren't you destroying the other universe by taking a measurement of the system though? Like you're making that possibility.
Right. See, what the people think, what people would say would be there's actually two Jameses, and one of them makes a measurement and sees this happening, the photon being absorbed, and the other James, which happens to look identical to the James, this James, sees the photon being transmitted. And so if you were to repeat this experiment, there'd be four Jameses and 16, there'd be millions of Jameses.
But at the very beginning, say we just do this experiment once, by looking at the system, you've already eliminated that other change.
Oh, that's you're thinking of superpositions.
By the experiment, you can create possibilities, then by looking at it, you create more possibilities.
But you can relate this to the double slit.
Yeah, you get exactly the same thing. So that's the standard interpretation. You have two possibilities. A particle can go through one slit or another. You measure it to go through one slit, so the wave function collapses. You see it going through one slit. But there's another way of looking at it. So this is if not everyone believes in the classical wave function. So in this way, what happens? This is you actually get another universe growing from out of nowhere. Sorry, I didn't hear that. That was you said. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that is so either infinite life or just a very very large but finite number. So yeah. Ilya, question.
What's the good of this case that solve the problem that the program is the same? You can't tell in which case.
Right. Okay. So this the good of it. So a lot of people in the area of quantum cosmology that try and apply quantum physics to the entire universe like this interpretation. And what it does, and they like it, it gives away a very useful way of thinking about it. And often in physics, the model that you have in your head, your mind, can allow you... So, you're right, it doesn't solve that problem, but often different ways of thinking about it allowed you to lead on to different things. And actually, one example of one thing this led on to, one of the first people to think up quantum computers, certainly quantum Turing machines, was David Deutsch in 1984. And he was an advocate of the many worlds interpretation, and he said that thinking about things in this way actually helped him and led him to, was one of the reasons that led him to come up with the idea of a quantum Turing machine. So it gives you a different way of thinking, which might be useful. Yes? Yep.
So What if you had, I guess it's somewhat like the tree falls unfortunately,
right,
your type of question, but what if you have like a particle that goes through a double slit and it never interacts with the universe afterwards? Would you still have a slit, or would the universe not split at all?
Okay, so when, so it would split. So according to this interpretation, so whenever even if you don't measure it, whenever the particle has to make a quantum choice, so to speak, so even if we don't measure it, it's just that we only become aware of it when we measure it. So if the particle has to decide, double split experiment, has to decide to go through one slit or another, that's where the split occurs. So it would actually split into two, which is... It's kind of weird. This thing, a billion times smaller than a grain of sand, has to decide whether to go this way. The entire universe, Glimmer's room. And so according to this interpretation, this is happening. Think of how many atoms there are in this room. Think of how many quantum choices they have to make. Did they either be scattered off each other one way or another way? If you get that way, that's how many times the entire universe is splitting every single second. And so there are millions and millions of copies of you just multiplying every single second and growing that are exactly identical to you, except they're just different in the sense that different quantum choices happen. So I might take a couple more questions. Yes?
So with this interpretation, if you got to the double slit, you would make another universe, but then we wouldn't go together to form an interference pattern,
The universe has come together. So, yeah. Okay. So what we might do now, so we're going to end that for now. So it's the end of the day. We've been doing a lot of work. There's only so much lecturing we can pack in. So we're going to take a deep breath. Actually, I should say, hands up who believes in this interpretation and thinks it's reasonable. The many worlds interpretation. Yes. Okay, wait, one. Hands up. Hands up who think it's completely crazy. You put your hands up to vote. Okay, that's possible. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Change of pace. So we looked at matrices this morning, and yesterday we looked at complex numbers and calculus, or complex numbers, the day before. So it's so long ago that I've forgotten what I taught this morning. And I've forgotten all the calculus from yesterday, all the complex numbers from Monday. So we have some questions for you. So we're going to do a tutorial up until the end of the day, just reviewing matrices so you can feel very, very comfortable with them. So if you can hand those out. So just work through these questions. Check with the people around you. Check with answers. Sorry? I should have what? Really? Oh. I felt like people were getting tired. So can I...